This is the NSEN ESOL International Advanced Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. There's a carnival in town on Saturday. Shall we go? 2. I'm having my hair cut short tomorrow. 3. I need to buy a car. I'm fed up of waiting at bus stops. 4. Do you watch movies on the Netflix channel? 5. I've decided to plant some apple trees in my garden. 6. You can either have homemade ice cream or cake for dessert. 7. I'm saving my money for my trip to America next month. 8. It's going to be really hot today. I don't think I'll take my coat. What do you think? 9. You can pay for your TV license online now. You don't need a paper license anymore. 10. What time is your doctor's appointment?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. There's a carnival in town on Saturday. Shall we go? 2. I'm having my hair cut short tomorrow. 3. I need to buy a car. I'm fed up of waiting at bus stops. 4. Do you watch movies on the Netflix channel? 5. I've decided to plant some apple trees in my garden. 6. You can either have homemade ice cream or cake for dessert. 7. I'm saving my money for my trip to America next month. 8. It's going to be really hot today. I don't think I'll take my coat. What do you think? 9. You can pay for your TV license online now. You don't need a paper license anymore. 10. What time is your doctor's appointment?
9. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm looking for a lawnmower that has a fairly wide cut. Can you give me some advice? Only, I'm not sure which is the best one to buy.
What type of lawnmower do you prefer? Electric or petrol?
Well, I have a very large garden. My old mower was electric and needed a very long extension lead, which kept getting in the way. I cut through the cable twice and now it's broken down. I think a petrol mower would be more practical.
We have three types of petrol mowers: manual push, self-propelled and sit-on.
I'd love a sit-on, but they're too expensive. I prefer a self-propelled mower as I don't have the strength to push a heavy mower. I don't want a hover mower. It takes me more than 2 hours to cut the grass in my back garden. How much are the mowers?
The self-propelled petrol mowers range from €185 to €345. It depends upon the make, model and width of the cut. However, we have a sale on at the moment, and one of our best sellers is the Einhell petrol mower with a 46cm cut. It's on offer at €185, reduced from €235. It's had some good reviews and, best of all, it is very reliable.
I haven't heard of that model. Which country manufactures it?
Germany. They have a good reputation for reliable engineering tools.
Yes, I've heard that. Could you deliver it for me?
Yes. If you live locally, up to 5 miles away, we can deliver it for free. Else, it will cost €15 to deliver if you live 5 to 15 miles away and €25 if you live more than 15 miles away.
I only live a mile away, so that's great. Thank you for your help.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm looking for a lawnmower that has a fairly wide cut. Can you give me some advice? Only, I'm not sure which is the best one to buy.
What type of lawnmower do you prefer? Electric or petrol?
Well, I have a very large garden. My old mower was electric and needed a very long extension lead, which kept getting in the way. I cut through the cable twice and now it's broken down. I think a petrol mower would be more practical.
We have three types of petrol mowers: manual push, self-propelled and sit-on.
I'd love a sit-on, but they're too expensive. I prefer a self-propelled mower as I don't have the strength to push a heavy mower. I don't want a hover mower. It takes me more than 2 hours to cut the grass in my back garden. How much are the mowers?
The self-propelled petrol mowers range from €185 to €345. It depends upon the make, model and width of the cut. However, we have a sale on at the moment, and one of our best sellers is the Einhell petrol mower with a 46cm cut. It's on offer at €185, reduced from €235. It's had some good reviews and, best of all, it is very reliable.
I haven't heard of that model. Which country manufactures it?
Germany. They have a good reputation for reliable engineering tools.
Yes, I've heard that. Could you deliver it for me?
Yes. If you live locally, up to 5 miles away, we can deliver it for free. Else, it will cost €15 to deliver if you live 5 to 15 miles away and €25 if you live more than 15 miles away.
I only live a mile away, so that's great. Thank you for your help.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Good evening. Today's guest is a musician who recently performed for the Queen at Buckingham Palace. Thank you for joining us this evening. I understand you were invited by the Queen to perform a selection of your own compositions at a private birthday party to celebrate the birth of her grandson. How did you feel when you received the invitation?
Well, actually, the invitation was a big surprise for me. Apparently, the Queen enjoys listening to my music, which is a tremendous royal seal of approval for me, and I feel truly honoured to have been invited to perform.
You compose classical music and play piano, is that right?
Yes, I've been playing classical music since the age of 8, but then began to compose my own instrumental pieces during my time at university.
When you graduated from university, what did you do?
I became a concert pianist, but always enjoyed writing my own musical compositions. And when I was offered the opportunity to perform at the Royal Albert Hall in London last year, I was thrilled. And now I've had the privilege to perform for the Queen of England. I can't believe it.
What a fantastic story. Not many people can add the Queen of England to their list of fans. What's your next step? Have you any future concerts booked?
Yes, I'll be performing at the Royal Albert Hall again next month, and after that, I'll be touring Austria, Germany, Belgium, and France later this year. Then I'll start working on my new CD to be released next year.
Well, I wish you well with your future career, and look forward to hearing more of your music. If anyone would like to buy tickets for any future concerts, please contact the Royal Albert Hall, and for the European tour, visit the Royal Opera House website. Thank you for coming and chatting with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now listen to the conversation again. Good evening. Today's guest is a musician who recently performed for the Queen at Buckingham Palace. Thank you for joining us this evening. I understand you were invited by the Queen to perform a selection of your own compositions at a private birthday party to celebrate the birth of her grandson. How did you feel when you received the invitation?
Well, actually, the invitation was a big surprise for me. Apparently, the Queen enjoys listening to my music, which is a tremendous royal seal of approval for me, and I feel truly honoured to have been invited to perform.
You compose classical music and play piano, is that right?
Yes, I've been playing classical music since the age of 8, but then began to compose my own instrumental pieces during my time at university.
When you graduated from university, what did you do?
I became a concert pianist, but always enjoyed writing my own musical compositions. And when I was offered the opportunity to perform at the Royal Albert Hall in London last year, I was thrilled. And now I've had the privilege to perform for the Queen of England. I can't believe it.
What a fantastic story. Not many people can add the Queen of England to their list of fans. What's your next step? Have you any future concerts booked?
Yes, I'll be performing at the Royal Albert Hall again next month, and after that, I'll be touring Austria, Germany, Belgium, and France later this year. Then I'll start working on my new CD to be released next year.
Well, I wish you well with your future career, and look forward to hearing more of your music. If anyone would like to buy tickets for any future concerts, please contact the Royal Albert Hall. And for the European tour, visit the Royal Opera House website. Thank you for coming and chatting with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. A lot of residents are unhappy with the City Council services at the moment. What are the issues?
Well, missed bin collections is a big concern and it annoys a lot of people, especially as we're expected to pay extra to have our garden rubbish recycled. Also, the roads are in a dreadful state. Litter, overhanging trees, broken paving slabs and potholes are everywhere, which are quite dangerous in some places.
Councillor, what do you have to say in response to this resident's concerns?
Our budgets are limited and we only had a 3% increase to our budget last year. We can't afford to repair every single road. However, we are planning a highways improvement scheme next year to repair roads that need renewing after receiving substantial damage by floodwater, and a tree pruning programme to cut back overhanging trees.
What is the rest of the money being spent on?
Well, about 10% of your council tax goes towards paying for emergency services to deal with crime and fires, and our parks and recreational areas also need maintenance. Street lighting also needs improving.
I think it's unfair that residents have to pay for services they don't benefit from. There's no excuse for not collecting our rubbish bins or for leaving litter on the roads. Car drivers pay road tax. Surely that money should go towards paying for road repairs. There are too many people in the council receiving large salaries instead of targeting the money towards local services. Last year, councillors had a 5% pay increase. How do you explain that?
Decisions about pay increases are made by the government, but I can assure you that we are targeting money on local services and investigating complaints about rubbish collection, because we believe everyone should receive a decent service.
Well, we've run out of time. Thank you both for coming today and sharing your views. Now listen to the debate again. A lot of residents are unhappy with the City Council services at the moment. What are the issues?
Well, missed bin collections is a big concern and it annoys a lot of people, especially as we're expected to pay extra to have our garden rubbish recycled. Also, the roads are in a dreadful state. Litter, overhanging trees, broken paving slabs, and potholes are everywhere, which are quite dangerous in some places.
Councillor, what do you have to say in response to this resident's concerns?
Our budgets are limited and we only had a 3% increase to our budget last year. We can't afford to repair every single road. However, we are planning a highways improvement scheme next year to repair roads that need renewing after receiving substantial damage by floodwater, and a tree pruning programme to cut back overhanging trees.
What is the rest of the money being spent on?
Well, about 10% of your council tax goes towards paying for emergency services to deal with crime and fires, and our parks and recreational areas also need maintenance. Street lighting also needs improving.
I think it's unfair that residents have to pay for services they don't benefit from. There's no excuse for not collecting our rubbish bins or for leaving litter on the roads. Car drivers pay road tax. Surely that money should go towards paying for road repairs. There are too many people in the council receiving large salaries instead of targeting the money towards local services. Last year, councillors had a 5% pay increase. How do you explain that?
Decisions about pay increases are made by the government, but I can assure you that we are targeting money on local services and investigating complaints about rubbish collection, because we believe everyone should receive a decent service.
Well, we've run out of time. Thank you both for coming today and sharing your views. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning and welcome to our daily discussion. Today we are talking about growing vegetables in small gardens. My guest is an expert gardener and can give us some useful tips about the best vegetables to grow in pots. Do we need a large garden to grow vegetables?
Not at all. You can grow vegetables anywhere. For instance, potatoes can be grown in a tub and herbs can be grown in pots. Tomatoes and peppers can be grown in grow bags. And if you like fruit, you can buy dwarf trees that can be grown in large tubs. Some varieties of tomatoes can even be grown in hanging baskets, such as the varieties Tumbling Tom and Tumbling Bella.
What about beetroot, onions, lettuce and cabbage? Surely they're not that easy to grow in pots.
Actually, all those vegetables adapt very well to pots and grow quite happily together.
You make gardening sound so easy. I have tried growing vegetables in containers, but I haven't been very successful. Do you have any top tips you could give me and our listeners, as it sounds like it could be a lot of hard work?
Not at all. The rule is to water them every day and use a high potash fertiliser to feed them. I grow potatoes in dustbins and herbs in old wheelbarrows.
How unusual. You mentioned grow bags. What are they?
They are plastic bags full of compost, which has all the correct nutrients vegetables need. You can lay the bags flat on a patio or on a table. Just keep the plants well watered.
What are the benefits of growing our own vegetables?
You get to eat healthier organic food with a much sweeter taste than commercially grown produce. This is the best thing. Also, if you look after the plants properly, you can grow vegetables throughout the year without spending extra money.
Thank you. You've inspired me to grow my own.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good morning and welcome to our daily discussion. Today we are talking about growing vegetables in small gardens. My guest is an expert gardener and can give us some useful tips about the best vegetables to grow in pots. Do we need a large garden to grow vegetables?
Not at all. You can grow vegetables anywhere. For instance, potatoes can be grown in a tub and herbs can be grown in pots. Tomatoes and peppers can be grown in grow bags. And if you like fruit, you can buy dwarf trees that can be grown in large tubs. Some varieties of tomatoes can even be grown in hanging baskets, such as the varieties Tumbling Tom and Tumbling Bella.
What about beetroot, onions, lettuce and cabbage? Surely they're not that easy to grow in pots.
Actually, all those vegetables adapt very well to pots and grow quite happily together.
You make gardening sound so easy. I have tried growing vegetables in containers, but I haven't been very successful. Do you have any top tips you could give me and our listeners, as it sounds like it could be a lot of hard work?
Not at all. The rule is to water them every day and use a high potash fertiliser to feed them. I grow potatoes in dustbins and herbs in old wheelbarrows.
How unusual. You mentioned grow bags. What are they?
They are plastic bags full of compost, which has all the correct nutrients vegetables need. You can lay the bags flat on a patio or on a table. Just keep the plants well watered.
What are the benefits of growing our own vegetables?
You get to eat healthier organic food with a much sweeter taste than commercially grown produce. This is the best thing. Also, if you look after the plants properly, you can grow vegetables throughout the year without spending extra money.
Thank you. You've inspired me to grow my own.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.